Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Maybe that's the thing. When you see a kid on a leash, you got it in your head. You're like, oh, yeah, that's a bad mother right there.
Yeah.
He needs to be on a leash.
He's right? Going
to
be in that's jail a, someday.
That's a violent animal. You know, that's the pit bull of kids when they on a leash. I actually remember now why I like water parks, because that's like my first time seeing titties in a while. It was almost like a hologram. It was like, it was so far away from me, but it seemed so close. Like, I was like, oh, shit, that's a titty.
It's the Danny Brown Show. Sit back, relax, you already know why you make studios. Yeah. It's the Danny Brown Show. We about to get live. Let's go.
Let's go.
It's the Danny Brown Show. Sit back, relax, you already know why you make studios. Yeah. It's the Danny Brown Show. We about to get live. Let's go.
Let's go.
Yo, yo, yo. What's up, Joe? It's the Danny Brown Show coming to y'all live from Austin, Texas, here at YMH Studios. I got the Booth Boys with me. How y'all fellas doing?
What's up, Danny?
Yo. How you doing?
I'm good, man. Fresh from Vegas. I can't say I'm a U2 fan.
No?
Nah. It was cool. I mean, like I said, it was, you know, my girl had a good time, but nah, I wasn't. Nah, I can't say I'm a U2 fan. I mean, but I think they got to get the spirit. I mean, the visuals, of course, all that shit was amazing. But I think the sound in there is kind of like they're going to have to figure that out. But I'm joined with the hilarious Jessica Michelle Singleton. How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming through. I always see clips of you on like Instagram and stuff, man. And you are hilarious, man. You're like on my, I got to go see you live.
Damn. Yeah. Come see me live.
Yeah. I definitely got to come see you. Because, I mean, one thing with comedy and me, like I love to see people that, I feel like just naturally funny.
Yeah, where it's not like an act.
Yeah, it don't feel like you just be up there kicking it. Like,
yeah, just mentally ill and out of your mind. Like, it's working. It's the only thing I can do.
So you just always, I feel like you just a natural at it. You just always knew you was going to do comedy. Was it like a...
Yeah, I think I always did, much to the disappointment of my parents. They're like, you could do anything. I mean, they're fine with it now, I guess. Mm-hmm. I mean, my mom, dad's dead. But yeah, I just was... the weird funny kid, so it was natural.
You think, you know? Like you say, like it's coming up in Alaska.
Well, yeah, trauma will it either forces you to be funny or a serial killer. And I'm like, who am I taking down? I'm not even 5 feet tall. I better get some jokes.
Oh, like, shit. Have you been watching the new True Detective?
Yes.
Is that how Alaska
it's
is?
It's exactly like that. That's everyone's dead. And there really is. There's like, I have so many, like, this is starting out so dark. By the time I graduated high school, I had so many dead friends from like crazy shit. Everyone up there is out of their mind. People are like being murdered. Anyway, light morning in Austin.
Yeah. The weather's getting better.
You get like 9 months of darkness and people just snap and are just killing each other.
They did say the groundhog saw a shadow though, so.
Is that 6 more weeks of winter?
No, I think that means spring coming a little early.
I don't believe that fucking groundhog. He's a scam.
I think it's the other way around, Danny.
Oh, really? Oh, shit. You know me. I'm dumb.
You're not dumb.
I mean, but I'm just saying that. So if he sees his shadow.
Yeah, if he sees his shadow, he goes back in his little cave and then it's 6 more weeks of winter. If he comes out, winter's right. Over.
So that seems like dumb, doesn't it? Yeah. Wouldn't it be like sunny to see your shadow? It feels like... counterintuitive. That's why I think it's a scam. I saw a video today that said the original animal was something else. It was like a hedgehog. They just didn't have that when someone settled over here. Anyways, I got way too deep into groundhog day this morning. Like, did you know it was originally a hedgehog? And I'm like, so it's all just made up.
So they just like, fuck it, we're gonna grab a groundhog, somebody that looks similar. That's like racism a little bit.
It's crazy. They're like, you got some big teeth. Let's like, see what you do.
Are you close enough? All right, motherfucker, we're going to grab you.
Yeah.
Nah, man, that's not cool.
Yeah. Dude, my boyfriend's from Pennsylvania, and he said people, like, take buses into that town, Punxsutawney. And, like,
Where is it?
It's Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, some little tiny town where they do the big, like, the groundhog.
Mm-hmm.
People just come in from miles and binge drink from, like, 4 in the morning till they do the groundhog, and it's just a shit show.
Yeah, that's some white people shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, drinking in the cold to be like, wait till we see this rodent. It's the whitest thing on earth.
I think that probably is some cool shit to do. That's only in America, though, ain't it? I don't think motherfucking, we the only one that believe in this shit, right?
Well, I mean, yeah, we're idiots.
I don't think nobody in fucking England celebrates Groundhog Day or no shit like that.
No, it's just always dark and rainy.
Do you get
anywhere.
Like a day off of work from it?
Probably there.
I mean, I never really had jobs and shit, so I don't
know.
I mean,
yeah, I know. I don't. I have no concept of a regular work.
I know
week.
It popped up on my calendar, like Groundhog Day. I'm like, oh, shit, I guess it's a holiday. But nowadays, they're making holidays for any fucking thing.
Dude, yeah, they're like, it's Nacho Cheese Day. And you're like, what do? Is everything get a day? It's Rheumatoid Arthritis Day today, too.
Really?
I have that. That's how I know. It popped up in my feed. I'm like, do we need a day? Do people with arthritis need to complain more? I don't know. Yes. Every second of our lives. It hurts.
All right. We'll jump into some of these Ask Dannys. You can always hit me up at Danny@thedannybrownshow.com. That's Danny@thedannybrownshow.com. Also, send me them voicemails, 512-522-9256. Oh, it's also in Canada, huh? That's what. Yeah. I mean, but Canada is kind of America. We're North America, so right. We're cousins.
Yeah.
All right, we'll jump into it. Burning bridges.
Ask Danny.
Love the show. A buddy of mine recently got arrested for allegedly attempting to burn his baby mama house down. I didn't know he was arrested at first. I just hadn't heard from him in 5 months, so I Googled his name and saw the news article. I know he wasn't in his right mind because he's a lawyer. I was able to contact him and gave him everyone's phone number, even put money on his books. He called me 4 weeks ago asking me to cash app some niggas he owed money in jail, like $250. I said, no. Nah. He said if I didn't, he was in danger. Already gave this nigga like $600 over the course of months. I would love to set some boundaries and keep our friendship. I can't keep giving him money and paying off his prison debts. Would you cut off communications? He's looking at 15 years unless he gets a plea deal. Also, the nigga calling me 6 times a day. Shouts out to Michael. Damn. being that he a lawyer, I wonder if he represents himself.
He's obviously not a great lawyer. What are you doing? 15 years? That's not a bridge you need, Michael.
Yeah,
that lawyer is not going to get you out of jail now. He's in prison.
Yeah, I mean, one thing about being in jail, you just cut off from the world anyway. And the best thing for you to do while you're in jail is just, because jail is its own world. So you just live in that world. If you too busy and being concerned with what's going outside in the streets and all that shit, it just makes your time there more depressing. So
you got to build an internal community.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they call it. Like, we in the world. That's their world, you know? So the best, you got to cut them off. And plus, what the fuck, he in there gambling and shit? Like, everybody know in jail, like, that's just, like, rule number one to never owe motherfuckers money and shit.
Yeah.
But he sound like a bit of a pussy, too, though. Burning down his baby mama house. That ain't no...
Left eye move. Yeah. What are you...
That ain't gangster. Like, so, yeah, you got to cut him off. That's only because, I mean, he in jail, man. If he gets out of this, I mean, he'll be cool with you. You know, you already done looked out for him. I mean, you done more. But this motherfucker ain't got no family. Why he calling you?
Yeah, why is it? Yeah, that's the thing. You remove the jail and the debts. If anyone's calling me 6 times a day,
yeah,
I'm cutting you off. Yeah, that's for real. What are you doing?
Real shit.
Leave me alone.
But the crazy part to me is, like, you ain't seen a nigga in 5 months, so you Googled his name? Like, that's like some, like, weird, like, detective shit you got going on, too. I ain't seen a motherfucker in a minute. I'm like, well, fuck it. I see him when I see him.
Yeah,
I'll
bump into him.
And he got a news article and shit. I mean, Damn. Yeah, you got to cut him off. Jail, I mean, once a motherfucker in jail, motherfucker in jail.
Like, you might as well have, like, moved across the globe. It's, well, I mean, it's much worse.
Yeah,
but...
yeah, he in his own shit. You just got to leave him alone.
Yeah.
All right, next up, we got Too Close for Comfort. Hey, Danny, I'm 28 years old and single. I've recently been using dating apps to meet new people to see what's out there. A few weeks ago, I matched with a woman who was 54 years old, same age as my mother. And we started chatting. The chat quickly turned sexual. We chilled for a bit, and after a couple hours, we got in bed and we got nasty. After the sex, she saw a painting on my wall done by my grandma, and she pointed at the signature and shouted, "Oh my God, I know her." As it turns out, not only did she know my grandmother, but she had also gone to summer camp with my father, my aunts, and uncles. The summer camp I went to. I've been conflicted about whether or not I should continue seeing this cougar. I would not be okay with my mother knowing that I fucked someone her age, not to mention this bitch is low-key crazy. But the pussy is too good, and it fulfills one of my oldest fantasies, so I'm torn. Should I keep hitting the age pussy with connections to my family, or should I just ghost? Huge fan of the show, YMH Andrew. Yeah, I think you still hit it.
If the pussy's good, who cares? Well, she's going to get your parents' references. That's fine. Also, it's a self-esteem boost if your mom finds out that you couldn't leave a woman her age because the pussy was too good. She's not going to tell you that because that's a weird thing to say.
Oh, really? That's crazy.
But she's going to be like, all right, we still got it.
Yeah, but I just keep your business to yourself.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Yeah, you don't got to mention that shit.
Bring her to family dinner. It's fine.
Yeah, I'll figure it out. But yeah, I would say keep hitting it. You know, if it's fire and it's, you know, you got a nice little grandma fetish or something.
Yeah, till her hip gives out. Keep it going.
Yeah, I feel like, age, I don't know. I always liked older women, I think.
Do you?
When I was younger, yeah.
50-year-olds when you were in your 20s?
I mean, I definitely dabbled.
I dabbled. That's good. I feel like that's a thing going on now. Everyone's talking about, like, I have friends my age who are dating, and they're, like, getting a lot of, and I'm in my 30s, but they're getting these, like, young 20s.
Mm-hmm.
I get it, though, because women get hornier the older they get.
Yeah, yeah.
And men just, like, run out of steam. They don't run out of steam, but you guys go, like, one pump and done. You got these, like, horny 50-year-olds who are like, I need more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think it's, like, I don't know, it's kind of like a self-esteem boost. To be able to be like, oh, I got this old bitch. You know what I'm saying? I got old bitches.
Yeah,
you
know, the mature women love me.
And I think it helps because men, you know, women mature faster than men in some sense. So I think it kind of helps you mature to be with someone a little older.
Yeah, they kind of set you straight into adulthood.
Versus the opposite of being with someone way younger than you. Like, I couldn't imagine, like, being with, like, a 20-year-old girl sitting in her room making TikToks and shit. I'd be like, bitch.
That's what I think about with younger men, is that I'm like, what am I going to talk to you about? I don't know.
All right. Next up, we got Cyrex. Hi, Danny. What's your favorite Cyrex rage moment? Rage moment. Much love. Bernie the Birdman. I mean, obviously, my favorite. We're not going to get too caught up in the Cyrex. I'm not going to even let you know. We're not giving, because I'm not trying to give Cyrex no more fucking. He actually just got caught again soliciting a minor with dick pics. This nasty motherfucker,
ew,
man.
Why am I laughing? I did not know that was going to come out.
He just actually got caught again. So it's like he's like.
Again? Come on.
Yeah, it's like the third time. But so it's like he's for sure like just straight up a
piece
of shit.
That's disgusting.
So, but yeah, my favorite rage moment was the Xbox saga. But fuck Cyrex, man. I'm not even playing with him no more or even talking. Because at this point, you know. I never said I overlooked it, but just to be talking shit and playing.
Well, I shouldn't have laughed at it, but I didn't think that's what you were going to say. And I was like, what the fuck?
He's just a nasty old motherfucker from Ohio, and he's just
gross.
He's disgusting. He's a degenerate, man.
Ugh.
All right. This is a good one. We got advice to the past. What would you tell your 20-year-old self? Shouts out Jake LeBlanc, MMA.
Don't black out at Howl at the Moon dueling piano bars on your 21st birthday and start a fight with the piano player.
Oh, you really did that?
I wasn't like an aggressive fight, but they like let me come up and sing one song. And then I guess I was like, yeah, I'll do a couple more. I was shit faced.
Oh my God.
And then my memory is that they were closing and everyone's like, oh, they didn't close. They made us leave.
I think, the advice I would give myself is not to care so much.
Yes. Also just like, enjoy the moment, like the journey, because
I will always be I just cared. I think I always just was so worried about what other people thought about me, and obviously once I got in my 30s that changed.
Dude, it goes out
fuck.
The window.
Yeah, I didn't give a fuck.
Dude,
no,
it's
more
so like relieving. And then you go like, why was I trying to like be what other people wanted for so long?
But in my 20s I just cared. And then you just realize eventually, just growing up, like everybody playing one player mode. Everybody on fucking first person shooter. Nobody gives a fuck about what you got going on.
Nobody's thinking about you. They're all like, well, what am I gonna do?
So I think that would be. I feel like I probably would have. My music career probably would have started a lot earlier
if you had just.
Yeah, just did what I wanted to do. Stop trying to like fit in and like, you know, and just trying to do shit that I thought other people would like.
Yeah, and it's also, like measure, like figure out what success means to you instead of trying to hit these milestones other people tell you are success.
Because
it's like, what's going to actually make you happy?
I really feel like I just now got to that now
as
measuring what success is for me.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a thing like with comedy though? I feel like with music, that's always a thing. Like, I mean, as far as like writing jokes and shit, it's like, oh, I know this shit funny, you know, but. Do you ever like second guess it? Like, but
I mean, there is. When I was in my like 20s starting out, I would get these like showcase opportunities for you know, Comedy Central or whatever. And instead of just going and being like, this is what I know is a funny set, I'd go, well, like, what is Comedy Central going to be looking for? And try to, it was still my jokes, but I'd like choose and cater toward like, this is probably the kind of person that they'd want on Comedy Central. And it's like, dude, just be you and you'll find your audience. And I've grown so much more just being like, there's also you start playing for the comedians in the back of the room where you want your peers to like think you're cool.
Yeah.
And so you're trying to make them laugh, which is great, but you're like, the audience is who's buying the tickets. Mm-hmm. Like, don't overthink it. And like, I'm real physical and silly and loud. And I think there was a time where I was just trying to be like, just sharp jokes standing at the mic stand. It's like, no, I might hump the stool. Fuck you. It's there. What was it wearing? It wanted it.
Yeah, stool humping is crazy. That was like a big deal. Comic View days. Like, all the motherfuckers was fucking
the
stools.
It's an homage to the greats that came before me.
I mean, I guess stool humping can be funny. You know, I'm
being absurd, but yeah, it's like, don't get too in your head about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have to worry when you buy your tickets to the next big event. Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. With killer last-minute deals, all-in prices, views from your seat, and your best price guarantee, Game Time takes the guesswork out of buying tickets. It's so easy to buy tickets with Game Time, man. You can see any event you want, get the seats you want, and it's all for a great price. Game Time is the only ticketing app that gives you complete peace of mind with your purchase. See the view from your seat before you buy, so you know exactly what to expect when you arrive. All-in prices show your total up front, so you know you're getting a great deal before you check out. Buy tickets in seconds with two taps. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code DANNYB for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code DANNY. Beat for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Eating better is easy with Factor's delicious, ready to eat meals. These fresh, never frozen meals are chef crafted, dietitian approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. You'll have over 35 different options to choose from every week, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Also, there are more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled up and feeling good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and get after your goals. Factor meals are ready to heat and eat, so there's no prepping, cooking, or cleanup needed. Get as much or as little as you need by choosing your meals every week. Plus, you can pause and reschedule your deliveries anytime. And they've done the math. Factor is less expensive than takeout, and every meal is dietitian approved to be nutritious and delicious. One thing I can say about Factor is really great, man, especially when you don't have a lot of time on your hands. It's great meals that you can just heat up, eat, and go. Head to factormeals.com/DannyB50 and use code DannyB50 to get 50% off. That's code DannyB50 at factormeals.com/DannyB50 to get 50% off.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That would be the main thing. Because even now, what you just saying, that like playing for your peers and shit, I think I just now like kind of got over that. Where
yeah.
I was always like, because I know comedy is, you know, it's like competition based too.
It makes you think that, but really, like, you're in competition with yourself to, like, do your best.
Same thing,
like,
with music. Same thing.
Because there's, if you're good, if there's, like, an avenue, you'll find your audience. And also, I had to learn that, like, nothing I like is so, like, none of us are so crazy that it's going to be so niche that nobody likes it. Like, your ideas. It's like, there's, if you think something's good, someone else is going to like it, too.
Yeah. I mean, I always kind of just like made music for myself, but like you said.
Well, yeah, but that's what you got to do. Like, you do it for you, but then people find it. That's what they relate to.
That ain't the audience. They want to hear, you know what I'm saying? They want to be entertained.
Oh, yeah, I guess with music too, it's kind of like, do you have to eventually be like, and now a top 40s style tune?
Yeah.
Dude, I fucking love your shit. And
thank you.
Like the shit you did with JPEG is like, it was like nothing I'd ever heard before. And I was like, this is fucking rad.
Thank you.
I like mixing it up.
That was a fun album to make. Yeah, it just, I don't know. We always just try to do shit because, you know, music is subjective in some sense. So
yeah,
just try to
too.
Like do shit that we never heard before. To push our experimental creativity to the forefront more than anything.
But
like you say, that ain't the listener. They want it. They be like, what the fuck is this shit?
Yeah, they're I want to hear the same beat I'm used to.
Yeah, exactly. I guess, I don't know, but it's good to be uncomfortable sometimes. I feel like some of them, my favorite albums or like music that I liked, the first time I heard it, I was like, I don't get this?
It.
Yeah, I don't like this shit, but it's something there that triggers you, that makes you go back.
You're like, I need to.
You listen to it again, and you're like, oh, and then eventually it starts to open up a world for you. Like, I had a few albums like that where I just like, maybe, I think just music comes out so fucking much now, and it's just so easily accessible for you to get. Like, before, you might get one CD.
You had time to take it in.
Every few weeks, and you're like, fuck. I spent my money on this, even if it sucks.
I have to like
it. I'm going to kind of like keep listening to it or like figure something out, you know?
Yeah, you're like, I spent all of my allowance on this album. Yes. I need, yeah.
That's how it was. So there might be a song. I mean, you might like maybe like 2-3 songs, but the more and more you played it, then you're like, oh, I love when I get an album and the song, because it always happens with my favorite albums. Like the song that I hated the most when I first heard the album is the song that I end up loving the most.
And you're singing it out loud.
After I'm done with it, you know?
Yeah, that's so true. God, that's...
All right, next up we got Yank the Leash. Hey, Danny, what do you think about people that had their kids on leashes?
What the fuck?
Shouts out Hitachi. I don't know, this is Asian. But... Some kids need to be on leashes, though. Them motherfuckers be bad, man.
Put your kid on Ritalin. It'll be fine. Walk it off. No, I mean, that's...
Is Ritalin still a thing?
Probably not. I don't know.
I feel like that's one of those... Actually, I seen a UFC fighter just got busted for taking Ritalin for one of her fights.
You're not allowed to take Ritalin? I guess that's considered like a stimulant.
Yeah.
That's wild.
But yeah, some of them motherfuckers need to be on a leash. As, you know... Black kids, you just get your ass whooped.
What needs to happen is just punish your kid. You can't be like, hey, this is just how little Hayden lets out his feelings, and he's just biting strangers.
Yeah.
Dude, I grew up in the South. Someone else's mom would whoop your ass in a grocery store if you were crying.
That was a thing.
They're just like, knock it off.
I think we lost that community thing now.
A community of beating each other's kids.
Yeah, community of beating each other kids. We kind of lost that. You just see kids being bad in the street and you just like, fuck it, let him do his thing, you know?
Yeah, you're like, just walk quickly so we don't end up in a TikTok with him.
But yeah, it's not aesthetically pleasing. I don't like to see people in public with their kids on a leash.
I'm afraid of that kid too. If you're like walking around with a kid like jumping in his leash, I'm like, this thing is unhinged.
Maybe that's the thing. When you see a kid on a leash, you got it in your head. You're like, oh yeah, that's a bad motherfucker right there.
Yeah.
He needs to be on a leash.
He's going
to
be in jail someday.
That's a violent animal. You know, that's the pit bull of kids when they on a leash.
Yeah, that's
wild. So maybe
that's
what it is.
It's good for me though. It like keeps my ovaries in check to see that every once in a while. But it's like, yeah, maybe that's not the life I want. That's fine.
Do you have kids?
I don't have kids. I don't think I don't know. I'm open to it, but not now. And I'm kind of at an age where it's like getting a little late to say not now. Yeah. So if it happens, it happens. Which is shouldn't be the way you look at having kids. We'll see.
I mean, I've seen people like plan to have kids and then never really work out. Like, you're like, I'm trying to have, like, how do you try to have kids?
Well, I don't want that either.
It's like, always a mistake.
Yeah, it's always, I'm from a sperm bank. I was like over planned. And then my parents fucked that up. So I'm like, well, it doesn't fucking matter. It's like, you're either going to be ready or you're not. And, you know, I guess run like hell when it happens.
You're from a sperm bank.
Yeah. My dad couldn't have kids. They spent a bunch of money going to a sperm bank. Had kids, and then my dad left anyway.
Oh wow!
He's just like, he literally like abandoned me in a Waffle House, and I was just like, well, what was all the sperm for? Why didn't we could have just not had kids and been alcoholics by yourselves?
That's crazy. Abandoning a Waffle House.
I know. I'm honestly more of a pancake person.
This is like it's not like a Netflix series.
No, I know it's dark. That's why I started writing country music in the quarantine. And it's because everyone's like, your life sounds like a country song, and I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna just write country music.
So you can sing and stuff?
I can sing, yeah.
Oh, dope.
If you ever need a hook.
You did say you beat up the piano motherfucker, so.
Yeah, well, that was not my best moment.
So what are your top five artists or bands?
My top five artists or bands? Oh, that's... Oh, how do you pick five? Oh, God, I'm all over the map. Speaking of alcoholic parents, I think having a mom who's just like a rage drinker in the late 80s, early 90s, I'm into a lot of like 70s I love Stevie Nicks.
Yeah, Stevie Nicks is dope.
I listen to a lot of country too. God, I'm so embarrassed. I don't have like a lot of like new artists.
They kind of been a reoccurring theme where everybody's like, man, my parents listen to it. It's like you always get your musical taste from your parents. That's what I'm starting to figure out.
That is, and that's unfortunate. I don't want to pass this on to my kids. I want them to discover new shit. You know,
I think they do now because it's so easy to, you know, to get music now. Where yeah. before you had to actually get up and go to a record store.
And then, and then whatever like album you had, you're like, this is my favorite artist now. I like stuff all over the map. I like I love Biggie, and I also love like Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
And honestly, Sugarland. Do you know Sugarland?
Sugarland.
It's a very country. She's got the twangiest voice on earth. Jennifer
Nettles.
You like
Nettles. A lot of country, huh?
Dude, yeah.
Is that a thing from Alaska?
Well, like, so I was born in Germany. We moved to southern Mississippi.
Oh, okay.
And so I got real country fried out there. But also in Alaska, yes, they do.
They listen to country in Alaska?
It's like gangster rap. I would be like alternating between Kenny Chesney and Immortal Technique on a playlist. And
Immortal
you're like,
Technique.
What do we... I mean, he's... I like him.
Yeah. He's super political.
Yeah, I know. That was my foray into politics when I was in 10th grade thinking like, the man! And it's like, now I just am like, I can't watch the news. It hurts.
So what song would you want to be played at your funeral?
At my funeral? Oh, I've never thought about this. Don't Stop Believing.
Oh, shit.
That's just for all my suicide heads out there.
I guess that would be like inspiring.
Yeah, I mean, I wish I had a cool answer. I know like my mom wants The Dance by Garth Brooks played. And I'm like, why are you telling me what you want played at your funeral when I'm like 5 years old?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm like, psychopath. Wait, what would you have?
I don't want nothing. Don't listen to shit.
I'm having your album played.
Oh, fuck
40.
No.
I'm going to die at 40.
Fuck no. No, just don't play shit. Just y'all motherfuckers just think.
Yeah, I want the sounds of people sobbing in agony playing at my funeral.
But I guess you got to have like music at funerals. I'm not a funeral guy. I don't like going to funerals. It's
no,
not my thing.
It's dark. I don't also want the last thing you remember is just this. They're just
yeah,
so.
It's just, I can't deal with emotions.
it's cliche. Like, I think if I have a funeral, I want there to be some sort of like horrific prank that most people will hate, but a few people will think it's fun. Like, put my body on strings and like lift it up in the air and scare the shit out of people.
Oh, that has been a thing recently where motherfuckers will be dying and shit, and then they'd be like, fuck it, man. They'd be taking them to nightclubs and shit.
That's so
and having
crazy.
Them hanging around like he taxidermy and shit.
Dude, that was... people are taking selfies with their like grandma's corpse and stuff. It's like, what are we doing here? They're like, RIP.
Or it'd been like, they go to the funeral and they just have him sitting up chilling. Yeah. Gunu. That was the thing. They took him to the nightclub. Look, he got a mirror on and shit.
Oh my God. They like straight up Weekend at Bernie's him.
Yeah.
That's
look,
crazy.
He at the club with her.
It's what he would have wanted.
I'm sorry. That's not funny.
No, I mean, that's hilarious. Just,
but he really looked like he checking out bitches and shit.
That's, he died the way he lived.
Yeah. You know, but then also I've seen like a couple of funerals where motherfucker, they have him like sitting up in a chair, like playing PlayStation and shit with like Doritos and shit next to him.
This
like,
is out of hand. Just dump me in the woods and leave.
I guess, caskets are expensive, man. You know?
They're so expensive. And they try to upsell you. There's this creepy funeral directors who are like, you got to get the solid gold for grandma. You don't want the worms to get to her. You're like, what?
I want a baller casket. Fuck that. Give me the top shit they
can
got.
Just get
man,
a rental
you know?
With a trap door on the bottom.
I want suede and shit inside. I want to be laying on some good shit, man.
That's
you know?
So funny. And bury me with my money. You don't get a penny.
You know? No, I'm going to spit it all up.
Yeah, you spit it all on the funeral? That's in your will?
I'm going to spit it all up. Ain't nobody get shit. So I'm talking shit. All right. What was your first concert?
Merle Haggard.
What's...
He's like an old ass, that's country. I was 3 years old. He's like old school Texas outlaw country.
So this was in Mississippi.
Oh yeah. We had just moved there and I called him Mergle Haggard. Look at that.
Oh yeah. This nigga gotta be dead.
Oh, he is very dead. What a guy. Or not. I don't remember.
I do love like I've seen a few like country musician documentaries and shit. And them motherfuckers was just as gangsters like gangster rappers and shit. Them motherfuckers all just got drunk and played with guns and shit.
Oh yeah, they're out of their mind. They just wrote like sad guitar songs instead of fucking hard ass street songs.
Of that shit don't be sad. Some of that shit be like, oh shit, this motherfucker got to kill a motherfucker.
Oh, that's
man.
True. Like Folsom Prison Blues with Johnny Cash. Like, he just like shot a man. It's it's fucking wild. And then my next concert was Smashing Pumpkins.
Oh,
so,
that's dope.
Yeah, I was all over the map.
Smashing Pumpkins is dope.
That was my first experience with weed.
So that was your first concert you went to on your own terms with Smashing Pumpkins?
No, I went. My mom took me
to
that.
Oh, she was a Smashing Pumpkins fan?
Me and my older brother, he was like the Smashing Pumpkins fan and got me into it because I was just that age gap of like whatever my brother liked, I liked.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, we went from like Coolio to Smashing Pumpkins to like... He got into Korn and then whatever.
Yeah, Korn is, that's my favorite, one of my favorite bands.
Yeah. And so I just was like, me too. And she, single mom, trying to be like, we can have fun. Just.
But I feel like, yeah, Smashing Pumpkins, they don't have like a crazy fan base. Like, it ain't like mosh pits.
And... No, it was like a lot of stoners. And yeah. I was like, what's that smell? And it was for sure pot now.
Oh, did you say that was the first time you smoked weed?
I didn't smoke it, but I for sure got like probably a little baby contact high. And they kept coming over the speaker and be like, please, no smoking in the arena. Nobody was listening.
Oh, yeah.
It's in Biloxi, Mississippi.
That's the thing. I mean, they gonna smoke.
Yeah.
They gonna smoke.
Yeah.
I feel like now it's all this vape shit is easier to probably smoke in concerts than it was before.
Oh, yeah.
You just bring like a vape pen in, hit it every blue moon.
Computer cigarette. I don't trust vapes.
I mean, I've recently stopped smoking. I did smoke a cigarette in Vegas. I did say I was gonna do that, didn't I?
You just won?
I smoked a few. I mean, I feel like when you're in the casino and just the fact that you can do it, you know, now, because I remember, you know, back in the day, you could be able to smoke anywhere indoors.
I forget about that shit. And yeah. Then I go in a casino and it's like a time machine.
You like had McDonald's. You go to McDonald's, they got ashtrays in there and
shit. Dude, yeah, smoking or non-smoking. And it's like, oh, if you move me 3 feet away.
Yeah, it's no big deal.
Yeah, it's just that cloud everywhere, dude.
But you, I like, even bars now, I remember just being able to smoke in bars. That was like the best shit ever. I can't, you know, imagine. I mean, now, obviously, you can't smoke in bars. They all, you know, but smoking in bars was, like, the best shit. Just sitting at the bar, drinking.
It definitely, like, made a different vibe.
Yeah.
I can't handle that shit. I was in the green room of the mothership last night, and people, like, smoking there. And I'm such a pussy now. I left, and I was like, I have a headache. Like, I'm such a bitch now.
But I did, you know, I stuck to my guns. I'm very disciplined with it. I left that pack of cigarettes. In Vegas, came home, I haven't smoked a cigarette. That was, I got
good
back
for
Monday.
You.
So, yeah.
Just had a couple and then we're like.
Yeah, because I know news, I was smoking damn near a pack a day. So, I know if I really fucked it, I would have been right back, you know? So,
damn.
That makes
like,
me feel.
No, that's like impressive that you could even have like a little. Cause
I don't even want one. Not, like, it's disgusting. Like, I came back, my clothes and shit stinking.
Yeah, did you like feel gross like, about it after?
Yeah, I did. I was like, that was stupid.
Dude.
And I lost money too, so it was like, you know, it was just like a fail, like nigga.
Insult to injury.
Yeah, fucking Lions, man. That hurts
that
so
was
bad, man.
So sad. I was on a plane and I like looked at the score as we were taking off, and I was like, "All right, okay, Detroit, come through." And then we landed, and I was like, "Well, you know, they had a good run."
Yeah, I mean, that's what everybody kept saying. It was a lot of motherfuckers from Detroit that was in Vegas too. And we were just—you just seen the vibe. Everybody had tears in their eyes, man.
That's like, so sad seeing all the grown men. Just
yeah,
like
it was. I was man. You, it was almost like time was froze to me, man. I remember just like knowing the game was over. I just was like, "Fuck it, I'm gonna go play some." I play that Buffalo slot machine.
It's the best one.
So like, I went down there and just started playing Buffalo.
You're like, Buffalo gets it. Yeah. You're just losing money on a penny slot going, what up, though?
I lost that shit, too. Because I wasn't even paying attention. I'm just hitting the button. Like, I was just like in
sobbing.
A daze. Like, because we won. To myself, I was like, oh, it's lit. We going to the Super Bowl. Like, oh, shit, man. And it's just like to see San Francisco and the Chiefs go, like, y'all motherfuckers go all the time.
Yeah, I did. I was like, we need an underdog. Like, I was like, Detroit needs a win.
We just need something, man, to make our spirits up, man. I almost feel like I would have rather even not went to the playoffs or none of that shit. Just, you know, let the season end how it ends. But just to be that close, you could just taste it. Like, I remember because I went out to eat. And the game started, so I didn't see any scores or nothing. Then I gotta get to the room, I gotta watch this game. And I got there, it was like the start of the second quarter. And I was like, oh shit, we about to win.
Man, hope is really what kills you.
What kills me even more is that when I went to place my bet, they was like, you wanna do the the money line or the what's the other shit? The spread. Yeah.
Oh, the spread.
And I was like the spread, and then he printed the spread, and I was like, you know what? Fuck that. Give me the money line. You know.
Oh.
And if I would have just took the spread, I would have won. You know, because it was seven, and they only won by three, man. So I was fucking. That hurt even more.
Oh man.
Not gonna kick the field goal, man.
I mean, to be honest, they've been playing like that this entire season. So he's been doing what he's been doing, man. But you can't even. I count the drop passes. I mean, we aren't. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, you're reliving a trauma right now.
This is trauma.
You're gonna have to go get that pack of cigarettes again.
So hurt. Like I was so hurt, man. I was so hurt.
It is. It does feel worse to get like that close and then just ripped
away. Are you
a
football fan?
You know what? Now I just kind of watch casually. I was like a diehard Saints fan for years because I lived on the Gulf Coast back when they were. Trash,
but the Saints they still do pretty decent.
Yeah,
you know?
And then I cried when they finally got a Super Bowl. I was like, "You just don't understand." And I'm like, "What am I crying about? I haven't even like I'm not from New Orleans. Yeah. I haven't been there in years." And I'm like, "It's just cool to see someone who's never had a win." And then you know, then they got in all that trouble. And I was like, "God, fucking don't embarrass me."
I'm sad now. I can't even believe I just put myself back through that, man. Let's spin the wheel and we'll get out of here. I'm gonna go cry in the bathroom. This is horrible, man. Like, oh my God. All right. Water parks. I actually love water parks. I had to think about it because, I mean, being a kid, we had, it was a place called Wheels Inn because, you know, it's right over the bridge in Canada and I think in Windsor. So every summer, my parents would take us to this, and it didn't really wasn't like a water park. They just had one slide.
Like a slide?
Yeah, they just had one water slide at the pool, so my parents would take us to Wheels Inn. And yeah, we was geeked up to go to that slide. Now these water parks nowadays, there's actually one not too far from where I live at, and that motherfucker looks humongous. Like, it's all type of crazy shit. Now, me personally, as an adult, I probably wouldn't fuck with, like, water park shit. I just feel like I'm gonna hurt myself.
Oh, I also just like as a little kid, it's crazy how easily like excited you are. Mm-hmm. And I loved water parks. We had one called Slippery Sam's and it just had like this logo was a gross, like wet Yosemite Sam. But now I just am like, this is piss. I'm gliding down a slide filled with human piss.
Yeah, it is. It'd be piss. I actually remember now why I like water parks because that's like my first time seeing titties in a while. Like a bitch that went on a slide and her
titty popped
out. Her shit came up. I remember I was like about eight or something. I was like,
oh
shit.
That's a dream.
Like I was just looking at that titty. Like we became one. Like I remember it was almost like I was like fucking like it was like it was almost like a hologram. It was like it was so far away from me, but it seemed so close. Like I was like, oh shit, that's a titty.
You're like, is this real? Is this a mirage?
That was like the best trip ever, man. I remember going home. It was still in my brain, like
you
just thinking about the
titty.
Yeah, I swear, just that one little because it just came up once a little bit. And she knows she pulled it down real quick and shit. But my pervy ass, I saw that titty. I was like, oh shit, I saw it. So every year, I remember every year we'd go back to Wheels Inn. In my head, I was like, I'm gonna see a titty again.
You're just standing on the edge of the slide waiting.
My parents didn't know why I was so excited to go, but it was always because I thought I was gonna see a titty again. So,
did you tell everyone at school? Were you like the legend? You're like, you guys, this weekend I saw a boob.
No, I actually kept it in the spank bank.
Kept it to yourself.
Yeah,
that's
it. I just kept it to myself.
That was for
like,
the heart.
Yeah, I swear that was the first time I saw a titty in the wild.
Damn.
But then I remember one, but then probably maybe like a, well, I'm talking about titties in a wild stories, but yeah, I would
hey,
just say
I
this
a
what
I
saw a titty in a wild with one fat girl. She was just like probably over-sexualized for our age at that time. And I remember she put her titties out on the school bus. I was like, damn, titties.
She just pulled them out?
Yeah. Somebody said something like called her fat, like talking like those titties. You know kids how they joke.
They're mean
like,
as
like,
fuck.
Like because she was the one, she did have titties.
She was like the first one to get titties.
Yeah, motherfuckers didn't have titties and shit. And then she whipped them bitches out. And I was like, oh shit.
Damn, I kept waiting. I'm still waiting for my titties. I'm like, come on, titties. Yes.
All right, we're going to get up out of here. Thank you so much. I'm definitely, you got some stuff you want to plug?
Oh yeah, I'm on tour all over. You can find my dates, jmscomedy.com. Follow me on social media, please, at jmscomedy. I'm at Tucson, Grand Rapids. I'm going back to Alaska, Portland, a bunch of places. So
Grand
just check
Rapids.
It. Michigan. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
very
my
excited.
Well, not. I'm from Detroit, but I play in Grand Rapids a lot. It's nice and well, it's Grand Rapids.
It's I always get nice crowds, but it does seem a little more conservative as a town. But
I think they got some good pizza in Grand Rapids, if I can remember right. But all right, we out of this motherfucker. Thank you so much. I'm definitely trying to check. You planning shows this weekend?
Yeah, I'm this weekend. If you want to come through, Cap City, just come.
Yeah, I definitely would try to make it out. All right, see y'all motherfuckers. Love y'all. Peace.